You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Brad Thompson.
Brad Thompson is the Director of Community Development for the City of Martin. And tonight, Brad, you kick off the 20th Soybean Festival for Martin?
It's the 21st.
Okay. So you're starting tonight, and then it's every day from now until Sunday the 7th, yes?
That is correct. That's right. So it runs all week long, and it is full of events.
You know, we simply can't itemize the events, but if you wouldn't mind reminiscing a bit or sharing why the Soybean Festival got up and running in the first place.
Sure. Well, I mean, it started all about 21 years ago, and it was a small group of folks who had a concept of wanting to establish a festival in Martin, and with the University of Tennessee Martin being the college here in Martin, there was a group of ag-related professors who had lobbied as the reasons as to why it should be the soybean, and the soybean is a very diverse agricultural product. It has many different qualities and serves as many different purposes in tons of different food items and everyday household items that we use on a daily basis that many folks don't even think about. So growing that Tennessee Soybean Festival, it has a lot of magic qualities and all of that kind of, you know, segues into the things that we talk about in community development when it in terms of growth, in terms of community, and doing things for the community. So it's been a festival that's had a pretty, you know, humble beginnings, and it has turned into, it's really grown into a festival, which leads into our theme this year of Let It Grow.
So soybeans are a huge cash crop. What does the Soybean Festival mean to the city of Martin in terms of visitation?
Oh, we're expecting some probably 25 to 30,000 people come through Martin and experience the festival next week. It is the next full-blown festival really gets up and running next Thursday through Saturday. And, I would encourage folks to check out our website and to check out our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is, facebook.com, and then it's the /TN Soybean Festival. And our website is TNSoybeanFestival.org. Those websites are very, very professionally done and constantly monitored with up-to-date news. So please check that out and check out our sponsors page on there, too. You know, we couldn't do the festival without all of the many sponsors that we have.
Hey, Brad, something that I see occurring several times in the schedule at the website is something called a Cancer Crash Car Bash. What is that?
Yeah, so the Cancer Crash Car Bash is something that Lynn Harper with Harper's Record Service, he instituted that a while back. And what he does is he takes a car, an old car, and they have one day where people can can write on it and sign the car and remember folks who are victims of cancer. And then during the festival, you know, as a thing of fighting cancer, you can, it's a fundraiser for the actual local cancer chapter here in Weakley County, where they pay and they can beat the car. And by the end of the festival, with a sledgehammer, that thing is really completely beat up. And I guess that's a synonymous way of actually really fighting cancer and getting your aggression out on cancer.
Have you done that?
I have. I participated in that last year. And just like anyone, you know, even in my own family, we're not immune to not having been touched by cancer.
Do you get a sledgehammer to do it with?
Yes. They have a sledgehammer there, and you can pay, I think it's $5, and you can have, or you can pay $5 for 10 hits, and then, or you can do $10 for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. But it's a great event, and it's right there in the middle of our street fair, too, so it gets a lot of attention.
Now, there's lots of music through the week, but pick out the highlights for me for performances.
Sure. The entertainment part of the festival is definitely a large component and probably what draws our most crowds. And this year is no different. We always try to have top entertainment. Tuesday night is a group called the Cadillac Three. They have a great song out right now called Party Like You, and it's right there in the top of the charts. Wednesday night's our Faith and Community Night, and we have a great group of entertainment coming in with Audio Adrenaline for that concert. They're more of a Christian rock group, and we're excited about that. Thursday night is a group called We the Kings. We partner up with the University of Tennessee Martin Student Activities Council, and that Student Activities Council group gets to vote on the band of what they would like to have, and they help with that concert. Friday night's the Little River Band, and takes us back all to a little bit of nostalgia back from that 70s, 80s group, and we're really excited about having them. And Saturday night's a new up-and-coming artist that's having lots of success right now. Lee Bryce, in fact, had Song of the Year last year with country music, and he has generated a ton of excitement. So we're very excited about that, and encourage everybody to come out, enjoy the concerts, but not also just the concerts. It's a celebration of community. We have a lot of new and different events this year that we're trying to build attention to, and it's going to be a great week. We're really looking forward to it.
So, Brad, you said new and different events. You might want to highlight a couple?
Yeah, I would love to highlight a couple that are happening actually this weekend. Tomorrow, we're having what we call a Soybean Saturday, and we wanted something that celebrated a community, something that was good for children and families to participate in. Also, we were wanting to do something to help out our local restaurant and retail businesses here in Martin. So we're having a Soybean Saturday up where we're trying to celebrate everything Martin. Our restaurants and retail businesses are having kind of specials and deals throughout all day Saturday. At 4 o'clock begins a Disney theme that we're having downtown, and we're having 18 different themed Disney booths that'll be activity booths for children to participate in. At 7 o'clock, our Martin Community Band is having a Disney-themed concert for the students for the children to participate in. And then after that, we'll be showing the movie Frozen in our outdoor in an outdoor movie setting there in Festival Park. So that's going to be a great day tomorrow, and we sure are hoping that the weather is going to cooperate with this. And encourage folks to continue to watch our Facebook page for updates, because we hope to make a decision by noon tomorrow whether the event will be weather permitting or whether we might have to look at another location. So we'll make that announcement by noon tomorrow on our Facebook page. Sunday, this is a really neat event. We're having a guitar as art competition, kind of going along with the theme of the music of the festival. And people are painting guitars. We had 30 people to pick up a guitar that we furnished them. And the artwork on this guitar is just absolutely amazing. Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Fine Arts Building, the University of Tennessee at Martin campus, they have a new renovated building there. And it is they have an art exhibit room. So the guitars will be on exhibit. The opening exhibit is at 2 o'clock on Sunday, August 31st, the Sunday. And I'm very excited to see all the guitars in the exhibit and the announcement of the winner that day.
Most excellent. Brad, thank you so much for being with us, and happy Soybean Festival.
Well, thank you, Kate. Again, just let me plug one more time our Facebook page and our website, facebook.com/TN Soybean Festival, and TNSoybeanFestival.org is our website. Please visit us. Please check us out and come see us at the Bean this week in Martin, Tennessee.
All roads lead there.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Brad.
Right. Thank you, Kate.
See ya.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.